Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we continue through the month of October.
Yes, but this is the last waltz.
As Harold is correct, this is our last waltz across Texas. Week four of 4 weeks, and tell you what, it's been some great insights from our Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders.
Indeed.
And this week, we're going to head to South Texas, Pleasanton, where David Veal is our district leader.
Okay.
And then we're going to head to an area that Harold knows a little bit about.
Yes, indeed.
The Hill Country, where Mike Miller is our district leader out of Kerrville. We'll be catching up with that. We've got some reminders headed your way, plus some outdoor reports. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So got a big show headed your way, so y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And just a reminder, This is election time.
Yes.
Early voting ends this coming Friday.
Okay.
October 30th. If you have not voted by then you've got Election Day, which is the following Tuesday, November 3rd. Get out and vote. It is the further we go,
yes,
the more important it is.
Well, like I said last week, and I got some nice reaction from friends in the Hill Country. I went up to the ranch and said, "We heard that. That was great." You know, like we always say, this is our opinion. It's certainly not our stations and stuff. It's obviously our opinion. But as I'd said last week, don't look at the personalities. Look at the agendas of the parties. And if you're a firearm owner, a rancher, a farmer, a hunter, a fisher person, a conservationist, it's all fairly obvious, I think, the way you ought to go without me having to say anything. You know what happens on November 4th?
What's that?
The bastards start running again.
Yeah, well, hopefully,
I'm so tired.
Hopefully we have something to run with and move forward.
Sure.
Because, yes, we're an outdoor show. We all shoot. We hunt.
Right.
The numbers continuing to increase. Numbers of first-time shooters and gun owners. Mm-hmm. But here's something else that's going on, and there's so many issues, so many things that have been positive. Immigration.
Right.
Taxes.
Yep.
Okay. Just personal rights. Okay. Mm-hmm. You look at the way the media has handled things, the agendas.
Right.
The corruption and deceit.
Well, they aren't agendas. I've said this before, too. Okay, my favorite, Houston Chronicle, they should not be endorsing candidates. But the Chronicle came out more than twice, I saw, where the publisher's going, it's not the opinion of the Chronicle. It's our independent editorial board's opinion. They work for you, man. What are you talking about? There's no independence there. That's ridiculous.
Right, right. Salaried employees, I believe, right?
Yep, correct.
It's not like they're freelancers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, some of them may be, but not the editorial staff.
Nope.
Yeah. This concern is not just here in Texas.
Right.
It is across the country.
Absolutely.
You look at states that have traditionally been red, mm-hmm. Arizona being
right.
one of them.
Right.
The tragedy that befell, Gabby Gifford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now her husband, mm-hmm. The astronaut, Mark Kelly, and the Giffords have started a gun control group that is going to kind of undercut. They're trying to undercut the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Again, NRA, they've got their good points, bad points, whatever. But they're our only game in town.
Correct.
And so we've got some issues there.
Speaking of game, too,
game
changing thing. I got just before I got over here. COVID affected the Safari Club International Convention has been canceled. It was going to be in Las Vegas February 3 to 6.
It has or has
it
not?
It has been canceled.
Oh, really?
It has been canceled. I haven't heard about SHOT yet. SHOT's January.
I saw something from the National Shooting Sports Foundation that says SHOT is still a go.
Well, that's what the last thing I saw it was.
Right.
Correct.
So, in some hunting news,
mm-hmm.
okay. First off, because of COVID, we did not have our annual migratory waterfowl surveys done.
Right.
But based on information coming out of Canada and particularly the North and South Dakota, good duck production, and we should see lots of young ducks flying south.
Mm-hmm.
Should be some good hunting. On the goose side, not so good. The Arctic hatch was poor this past summer, and juvenile geese will be in short supply. That means when you're trying to have those, snows
right.
decoy in, it's going to be a lot tougher. Richland Chambers has now been elevated to infested with the invasive zebra mussels.
Hmm.
Clean, drain, and dry, folks. And just keep an eye out on boats and trailers
mm-hmm.
where the zebra mussel may have attached itself and report it.
Right.
I mean, we need to watch out for each other. We may not see it. All
mm-hmm.
right. Black bears. We talked about black bears last week,
right.
on the show. And in Del Rio, there was a sow and a cub that got into, a residential area,
uh-huh.
came across from Mexico. The incident ended with the sow being shot by a Del Rio resident.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking for, how they can fend for the bear cub. But folks, they're not a threat. They're probably more scared than you.
And they're not legal to shoot.
And they're not, absolutely, they're not legal to shoot. And finally, to wrap this little segment up, Toyota Bass Texas Fest is going to be at Lake Fork November 5 through 8. It is outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Got some of the top anglers, and there is going to be activities, and it's free to the public, so you can get out and take a look.
Something on the whitetail side, something much more about than me because of all the reports you get on chronic wasting disease, but the Texas Supreme Court has reaffirmed that whitetail deer, that herd, belongs to the public.
Good.
And was pushed by a lot of the conservation groups and so on because the private breeders were not wanting to go along with all of the rules for the CWD testing regulations and et cetera to protect the entire herd. But this,
and this is the Texas Supreme Court?
The Texas Supreme Court.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, yes, it may be behind a high fence. But we still own those critters.
Right.
So.
And you got to follow the rules.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Got the outdoor report. Yep, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoors News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Folks, let me tell you, I have learned so much from Clifford Cheadle.
Well, you've been out there in the field with these things.
And yeah, we're going to spend more time. Mm-hmm. He and I are talking about other opportunities and things that are different. Nobody else is talking about.
Okay.
You're going to be hearing about it both here on Texas Outdoor News as well as in Texas Outdoors Journal. It just extends your hunting.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be deer hunting. What are you going to do at night? You know,
that's right.
There's opportunities. There's a number of ways to approach it, and you can use it in combination with other nighttime hunting products as well. So, I mean,
sure,
why limit yourself and go, oh, no, I got thermal. I'm only going to do this.
No, I've got night vision.
I'm only going to do that. They're going to help you. Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Did you mention free shipping?
I think I did.
Yeah, hey, I like that. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as a good one. This Sunday and Monday are two of the three best days of the week. Tuesday is another good one. Wednesday slips to fair, with Thursday plunging to poor. Friday is another good day. Next Saturday is the third best day of the week, and next Sunday is another good one. This weekend, look for game to become active before sunrise until late morning, those hours before noon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day begins during the early morning hours, continues until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until late afternoon. On Saturday, October the 31st, we will have a spooky full moon for Halloween. Oh, and be careful on the road at night, too. The moon is full. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Monday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low each day.
All right. On the coast, pretty simple forecast. And rather than going bay by bay like we do, starting from Lake Calcasieu over in southwest Louisiana, Sabine Lake, Galveston Bay Complex, all the way down to Matagorda, birds are working over shrimp, Harold. I mean, it's just amazing. My buddies, Buck and Billy Payne and Vastine Hughes, were down in West Matagorda, and they were fishing an area, going from one set of birds to another, and they had some smaller trout, better trout underneath, but then they got into some really good redfish to 27 inches, and they were all in this school, all 27-inch fish, you know, just absolutely great. Then we hit the mid-coast area and back bay areas when that north wind blows, going to blow the water out of the back lake areas and marshes and set up at the mouths and drains. move down, say, from the JFK Causeway or, you know, maybe the shrimp boat channel there between Aransas Pass and Port A, all the way down to Port Isabel. And you're going to be seeing trout and redfish on the flats. Mm. But the key is they're going to be on flats near deeper water. Water temperatures are starting to fall.
Right.
And so they're setting up. They're gorging themselves for winter, but they're going to be close to deeper water. What you got on our lakes?
All right, let's head to East Texas then. Lake Conroe, black bass are good with worms, spinners, and topwaters in creeks and working the water with high oxygen levels. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on Texas rig, plastic worms, jigs, and crankbaits in 8 to 24 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows in the standing timber areas along the creek channels, bridges, and brush piles in 15 to 28 feet. Nackanich, largemouth bass are good hugging the banks with topwaters, worms, and jigs. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass continue to be good with consistent locations in creeks, timber, and brush, working topwater spinners and worms. Toledo Bend, black bass are good as oxygen turnover has loosened and is leading to some shallower fish, but typically still below 10 feet. Topwaters can be successful on vegetation edges with jigging spoons, worms with a weighted leader, and crankbaits. Tyler, black bass are good on plum or cranberry Texas rig plastic worms, skirted football jigs, and shad-like crankbaits, fishing docks, timber, and creek mouths. Belton, black bass are good near creek mouths and brushy shorelines on crankbaits, jigs, and black Carolina rig soft plastic worms. Limestone, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, medium-sized crankbaits, jigs along the ledges with timber or brush, creek channels, and off rocky points and shorelines. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows and jigs around bridges and timber in 15 to 25 feet. Hybrid stripers are good on live bait, A-rigs, and swim baits. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigging spoons or deeper near main lake points, flats, and humps. Crappie are good on minnows or downsized jigs on bridge pilings, timber, and in the brush piles. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are also excellent on live bait and slabs, with some fish schooling on the surface. Whitney, black bass are good on rocky points, creeks, ledges, timber, and weed beds, on plastic worms, smaller crankbaits, and skirted jigs. White bass are excellent on the main lake with jigging spoons and slabs.
All right, let's head to South Texas out Three Rivers Way. Choke Canyon Reservoir, largemouth bass are good with topwaters along the bigger points or off islands. Crankbaits are good along the dam and worms up the Elm Creek feeder portion on the western side of the lake. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tip jigs and brush piles and timber near the channel. Allen Henry continues to outperform. Black bass remain good, especially in post-cold front environment. A little deeper water than previous weeks, working 15 to 25 feet. OH Ivy, black bass are good as activity increases with temperature and weather changes. Worms are a good choice, of course, anytime, but topwater still best early and late.
Okay, heading to the hill country, starting off with Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with white-skirted jigs, spinners, and medium-sized crankbaits working points, rock ledges, and the rocky shorelines. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and trolling in 25 to 35 feet of water. Canyon, white bass are excellent on humps, flats, and ridges with chartreuse or white slabs and jigging spoons. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, jigs, and wacky rig worms near docks, timber, and rock piles. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs on jig heads and small cranks in 5 to 15 feet along rock ledges and steep rocky shorelines. Medina, black bass are good with less movement day-to-day and spots holding consistent fish. Work large structures, undeveloped calm coves, and humps near the dam. Travis, largemouth bass are good with topwater plugs, crankbaits, swim baits, and skirted jigs near boat docks and marinas, rock ledges, and points. Waco, largemouth bass are good on swim baits, jigs, and spinnerbaits near the creeks, timber, rocky shorelines, and the drop-offs.
All right, on the hunting scene, hey, you know, we were excited to see September 1st show up here.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
But now, next Sunday is November 1, and the first split of the central and south zone dove season will wind down. The north zone will continue through the 12th. You've got archery season that extends on for archery for whitetail deer, Rio Grande turkey, and mule deer. So you need to get out and do your bow hunting if you're going to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be bow hunting during the general season.
Right.
So get after it.
Yeah. You go.
You got a piece of paper in there. You've been on or off the road? And
actually both.
I'm sorry.
Right. Go ahead.
I heard something.
Yes.
Hummer.
Yes, I was going to tell you that one. I knew you'd be excited. Yes, GMC has just announced the 2022 Hummer. Hummer's coming back. And just for you, Bill, it's all electric.
Yes. 1,000 horsepower is what I heard.
Right.
Zero to 60. 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's torque.
That's crazy.
That's torque. And people ask about electric motors. I say, squeeze the trigger on your drill. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this one had a little bit of an electric thing, but it's their e-torque, EQ boost, they call it, with Mercedes. And it's a little auxiliary motor that when you stomp it, so you don't have turbo lag, it pumps up another 21 horsepower and another 184 pound-feet of torque. What I was driving was the 2021 Mercedes AMG, that means speed, GLE 53 Coupe. It's an SUV. I don't know why they call it a coupe, because it's based on one of their SUV designs, but it's a midsize, as far as I'm concerned, SUV. But with their wonderful 4MATIC all-wheel drive, very, very adaptable system, you can go a lot of places. But it is luxurious. It's very roomy. Seats five. Good old bucket seats. But, this thing, 0 to 60 is 5.3. Their AMG Speed Shift 9-speed automatic transmission. Obviously, all the luxury you would think of and you would expect from Mercedes. Certainly, safety and security, active parking assist, rear view cameras, electronic stability program, anti-lock braking system, their emergency call service. Good-looking vehicle. Really, really, really nice. Added a lot of stuff optionally because of the AMG package. Their 21-inch 5-spoke wheels. Their performance exhausts, rear side airbags, heated and cooled cup holders. That's nice. I don't know how it knows, but it does. Active steering assist, active lane change assist, active emergency stop assist. I mean, this thing is loaded to the gills. Really, really good looking. And this is Olsen money. Base is $76,000. Loaded to the gills, like I drove, merely. $93,155 plus tax, title, and license. But hey, we're in Texas. We got that money. 18 miles per gallon in the city, 23 on the highway to help you make those payments. Check it out. Good looking. Those Mercedes fans like it. 2021 AMG GLE 53 Coupe.
When we come back,
yes,
we're heading to South Texas, Pleasanton Way. David Veal, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we're starting to head into the rut in parts of the Lone Star State. That's going to continue, and have that Fortified Cottonseed available just for the bucks to help replenish once they get a mouthful. Same thing for does. Keep them in good shape because, you know, next spring, late spring, early summer, mama deer going to be dropping those fawns. Just year-round keeps your deer herd in great shape. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And the good news again is the pigs and the raccoons don't
mess with it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the biggest challenges that our district leaders have is the areas
right
that they cover. I mean, it's Texas.
It's large.
And it's only divided into eight areas.
Right.
And when I was talking to David Veal the end of August for the hunt forecast in Texas Outdoors Journal that appeared in the October issue, you know, I said, when you say South Texas, you really can't define it by just South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Rio Grande Valley. You've got the area up around Uvalde, over, you know, toward Del Rio.
Right.
You've got the eastern edge, and then, of course, you got the heartland of brush country. David, does it keep you running?
Yes, it's highly variable. How you guys doing?
Hey,
we're doing great. Look how tough some of that country can be, too. Do you carry a lot of stop leak in your truck?
No, I do not. Fortunately, we've been pretty good on vehicles for the last few years, so we got pretty good vehicles running these days.
Better tires.
Yeah, well, you know, South Texas, it, you know, bite sticks or
and they'll come in and they'll reach out and grab you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
10-ply tires are important in this country.
Right. There you go. Hey, coming out of last hunting season into the spring, did we have any moisture to get antler headgear off to a good start?
Dry coming out of the winter.
Okay.
It really was.
All right. With that being said, then, did we struggle on spring and early summer natural forage?
You know, so much of South Texas is rainfall dependent, and this was a really weird year. You know, we didn't have those fronts coming through that pushed a big line of rain to everybody, or, you know, and it was just really spotty rainfall throughout the entire region. You know, of course, later on we got into some of the tropical systems coming through the stuff on the coast. But, I mean, that's just the name of the game. It's going to be highly variable this year. I mean, you can have some ranches in fairly close proximity that may have drastically different outlooks for this year.
Well, and you know, as mentioned, talking about the diversity of just the district, you know, the valley and along the coast may have got some weather, but that doesn't mean up toward Uvalde or the eastern part, you know, really got much, right?
Well, and Bill, I think that's kind of the overarching view of this whole forecast is as you move north and west, it gets worse.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, with that being said, let's stay on white-tailed deer. How would you be rating body weight and the antler growth heading into hunting seasons?
You know, the closer you are to the coast, the better off it's going to be. And so that area south of Corpus, east of 281, definitely going to be above average. They got some good rains throughout the summer. You get up to that area, north of Laredo, west of 35, it's, you know, I'd say, you know, below average.
How about any moisture late summer through September? Anything to help the fall forbs or, you know, bean crop or anything
for
forage?
It's pretty dry in most of my region. Again, we've had some sea breeze showers. We've had still continue to have some tropical systems. Getting some rainfall along the coast, but no, pretty rough in a lot of this country.
Okay, then.
Well, it's a good chance for people that have feeders and water, though, right?
Yeah, you're not going to have to fight natural vegetation in a lot of that country.
Well, that's a good thing, but moving from deer, I hesitate to even ask about ground nesting birds quail. What's going on there?
Above average as you get south and east and everything. One of my guys said awful to average across his region, which was west of 35. You know, that Zavala County country has been pretty dry for a pretty good while.
Okay. All right. Then what about maybe the more resilient turkey, Rio Grande turkey?
I would say probably average across the region. You know, really from Pleasanton south, you're probably going to be doing pretty good on turkeys. But again, that golden triangle west of 35, south of 90, that area is probably the hardest hit from rain across the board this year.
Okay. Saw the department coming out of Austin release information about black bear. Mm-hmm. We know that they're crossing from Mexico. We've talked to your counterparts up in Tyler as well as Jasper in East Texas of sightings. Are you seeing anything down in the heart of South Texas? Any reports on bear making a move in?
You know, starting in 2012, right after the drought of 11, you know, we had a good push of bears into South Texas. They are still very uncommon, but we've had some great video and trail camera pictures that come to us, and we know there are bears in South Texas. I would say they're very, very rare at this point.
Right.
And, you know, from our standpoint, as long as bears are being bears, everybody's cool with that, right? And, you know, occasionally raiding a feeder or something is just something we may have to deal with. And, you know, they're at a low enough level. I don't think there's any risk to people, you know, as... People are not used to bears being in this area. Where you get out in the Trans-Pecos or in the Rocky Mountains, that's just something that you got to live with. And I think people got to understand that those bears, for the most part, are just as scared of you as you are of them. And so I was sorry to see what happened up there in Del Rio, and
right.
I think they're still figuring out all the details of that. But for the most part, you know, bears are going to be bears, and they're kind of neat to have around. I don't think there's something people need to be concerned about. If there's an individual problem bear, certainly get in touch with TPWD law enforcement, your local biologist. We have some options on some things we can do there, but please work through us on that.
Yeah, David, it's something I don't hear much about, anywhere anymore. What about cougars?
We got them. Yep. What do you want to know?
Well, that's what I wanted to know. You got them.
There's so much, you know, as biologists, we kind of joke about the whole Black Panther thing in all parts of the state. But, you know, in most of my country, I mean, you know, actual mountain lions, we got them. They're here. You know, they cover such a large area. They're so spread out. We don't have near the density that you see in Trans-Pecos, but we certainly have them. And aside from an occasional individual that maybe starts to get a little froggy with livestock, you know, for the most part, they're not a problem.
All right, very good. From South Texas, from Pleasanton, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader David Veal. David, we appreciate your update from South Texas. Hey, we're going to head to the Hill Country up Kerrville way. Mike Miller's on his way.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
And from South Texas, we head to one of the most beautiful parts of this Texas. Actually, all of Texas is gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
It has its own, but the diversity that we've been talking about as we visit with all eight Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders, you got the granite, you know, you've got the rough, rugged, and then on the western part of Hill Country District, you've got areas that kind of gently roll out, and they actually have some bobwhite quail.
That's right, and then you get down like where I am, and you got oaks and pecans.
And a lot of riparian, some beautiful rivers and creeks. And the guy that has to put up with all this in Kerrville is Mike Miller. Mike, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, coming out of last hunting season, what kind of winter did we have, and heading into spring when bucks started to grow antlers, was it favorable for antler growth?
Yeah, a lot of our spring and summer were fairly dry, but I mean, I think conditions are fairly good going into that period. So body weights and antler development, and even fawn production have been good coming out of our recent survey effort.
Well, speaking of the fawn survey, that's always an interesting, because when we talk in August, y'all are just getting the fawn survival surveys done. But they showed good survival, so we had good recruitment this year?
Yeah, good recruitment.
All right. Well, that means that's a good news, bad news, because the Hill Country historically has had high population areas, and sometimes landowners and hunters are reluctant to take excess mouths off the rangelands.
Well, I'm like that. I was up in my place in Mason last week, and it's been so good, though. I've seen two sets of twins.
Yeah.
And everything looks good.
Well, Mike, what's the overall perception population-wise across the district?
Well, when you take a look at last year, our acorn production was pretty high. Forb production was pretty high, so our harvest was low because deer visitation to feeders was fairly low last fall. But this year we're seeing quite the opposite across the entire Edwards Plateau. I can't speak for every locale, but food production is down. Acorn production is down overall. So I expect visitation to feeder sites to be a little higher. So maybe our harvest will get a little bump in the harvest with that increased visitation.
All right. We've got another challenge in your district, and you and I talk about it. And folks, you know, we could do shows, multiple shows, with any one of these district leaders. But when I talk to Mike Miller, he really gets me stirred up, because not only do we have our native game that they're taking care of.
We have those foreign visitors.
Yeah, we got the foreign visitors, the escapees that are out there. and we really don't track the numbers, but we know that they're increasing, and axis deer will out-hustle whitetail. Is that a correct perception?
Yeah, it certainly is. And really, when you're looking at both whitetail deer and axis deer, they really prefer the same food items out there on the landscape.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, I don't think we mentioned this before. What about, because there's more than just axis down there, what about things like sika and fallow?
I mean, this is it tends to be the land of exotics around here for sure.
Yeah.
But sika and fallow and sika, sorry about that, they also have the same dietary preferences as well. And those exotics tend to outcompete whitetail deer for food resources eventually, you know, as you have too many animals out there on the landscape.
All right. This is, again, Harold, some of the things that Mike and I talk about when we're preparing for the magazine, the forecast. And it really started with Rufus Stevens, Mike's predecessor, the district leader, who reminded me that wild hogs, because of their biological makeup needing to be around water to dissipate heat, will get in riparian areas and do damage.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Miller comes in, and Mike, you're telling me, hey, axes gravitate to riparian areas, so now we've got two feral species that are impacting riparian areas, and what's the damage that's going on there?
I mean, you know, those are our most productive components of these landscapes in terms of plant diversity and abundance. So, I mean, you end up seeing overall plant health declines, lack of reproduction of plants, lack of diversity of plants over time. So that's sort of where our concerns are, not to mention the soil erosion issues and water quality declines. and the impacts to ag crops that you see along those riparian zones. You know, those are some of the most fertile areas for agriculture as well.
Well, those pretty spotted white deer are not baby whitetail fawn. You know, these are adult correct. Animals.
And tasty. We got to tell everybody, very tasty.
Very good. Yeah. And I'm surprised that there's not a push, truly across the state of more. We know that we've been saying we need to take the whitetail deer off, but that goes for exotic animals as well, right, Mike?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we preach that message during our technical guidance visits on private lands with private landowners. But still, with some landowners, there's a little bit of that mindset that they're sort of protective about their big axis deer, and they really don't want to cut into production, or at least that perception about production, that if they harvest more animals or more does, that it's going to hurt them in the long run, which isn't true.
All right. Well, there's something more than undulants, in the hill country.
Sure.
Coming out of the spring again through summer nesting period, how about ground nesting birds? Normally, we don't think of quail in the hill country, but, man, out west of Menard, Brady, I mean, that area on further west.
Right.
There's some quail out there, Mike.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. So the northwestern portion of the Edwards Plateau is sort of a bright spot again this year. I mean, we've seen some pretty good quail numbers up in McCulloch County, up north and west of Brady again. So that's the most recent reports that we have.
Right.
Pretty spotty the rest of the plateau, though.
Right.
How about turkeys?
Yeah, well, we've seen several back-to-back years with good reproduction on turkeys after several poor years. So, you know, we should have an abundance of two-year-old birds out there this coming spring. So, you know, I mean, for those that are patient, spring of 2022 should be a banner season with more of the coveted three-year-old birds in the population.
Oh, that's outstanding. Of course, one thing all of us that are fortunate enough to have some property in the area can tell everybody, get out there and whack a bunch of pigs, because, my God, I see more and more all the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that message.
All right.
And we're brought to you by...
Yeah, right. Okay. Pig Whackers of America.
Yeah, that's it. Right, yeah.
Let's talk about forage. Mass crop, any rains through late August, September, early October that may have contributed to fall forage? Where are we on that, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier about acorn production. We're down. The summer was pretty poor for us here in Kerr County, especially. Now, we've had a few exceptions around the district, but we had one little good rainfall there in September for a day or two, and then, man, we turned off dry again. So forage production overall is pretty low. It's below average for fall for the whole country.
All right, let me ask you, are we too late for there? I mean, let's say we get some rains. Cold fronts thought they were going to be coming in early, then they kind of slowed down, colliding with the moist Gulf moisture. I mean, if we get some rains over the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, is that too late to stimulate fall forb growth?
Yeah, I like the way you think, but no, not too late for forb growth, just too late for acorn production this year.
Gotcha. Okay, so Harold's grinning because his feeders are all primed and ready to go.
Yeah,
he's got some food plots.
Yeah.
I guess these critters are going to be visiting those places, right?
Yeah,
they already are.
That direction.
Well, I love it too. You know, people talk about the biological clock or the whatever. Right. I don't know. I mean, I love it when I go out to my feeders and a deer is standing under there looking at it, waiting for it to go off.
Harold, you're late.
Yeah, right.
All right. You've got some stock tanks, and we don't normally think about this, but this is kind of a flyer, if you would, Mike. Was with Ducks Unlimited last fall talking about waterfowl and how they've moved away from the prairies and rice prairies, things of that nature, moved up to the central and northern part of the state, a lot of small stock tanks. Water in those tanks, are they going to hold for some ducks maybe that may come in?
Oh, I would think so. You know, it's hard to, you'd have to almost give a county by county report according to rainfall, right, Bill?
Okay.
But yes, I think we've certainly heard those reports north of us in the cross timbers too, and you may hear that from Kevin Moat when you speak to him. But I know it seems like waterfowl numbers have increased up there and started using a lot of those stock tanks.
Gotcha. All right. Listen, Appreciate your time when we prepare the report for Texas Outdoors Journal. Really appreciate your time here on Texas Outdoor News as we get an update. Our guest as we wrap up our annual Waltz Across Texas from Kerrville, Texas, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader, Mike Miller. Mike, stay safe, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we got some new hunting seasons coming up.
It's the seasons, all right. October 31, November 1, special youth-only whitetail deer season. You got to check your Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual for that. They've got an app now, and it's all online. We don't get the nice little book anymore. Darn it. October 31, November 1, special youth-only Rio Grande turkey season in the counties where it's okay. 31 November 1, special youth only South Zone duck season, 54 counties. October 31 November 1, High Plains Mallard Management Unit, first split of the regular season. October 31 January 31, Sandhill Crane season in 103 counties. October 31 February 28, quail season statewide, all 254 counties. October 31 February 28, Chakalaka. I've never chakalaka. Cameron, Hidalgo, Star, and Willacy counties. Again, go to Texas Parks and Wildlife. What, tpwd.tx.us? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's .gov now. Well, just Google Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Texas Parks and Wildlife. Why do you do that?
I don't know. It'll be there. Anyway, and go on one of these great hunts. Take your kids, okay? And take them in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted, and the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant
plot spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show plot spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven plot spike.
Plot spike is available at Tractor Supply.
Folks, for 28 years, I've had to put up with Harold Gunn and his questions, and then he goes, "What is this?" And then he starts trying to answer it. It's ABC TPW, and I'm like,
PDQ, no. I don't know what I'm
right. Yeah, right. It's TPWD. Not Texas, not gov.
Okay, it is not gov.
Right. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, but we got the other part in front of it.
Right. Well, it used to be longer.
Can't get there. Yeah.
It used to be longer.
Anyway, it's tpwd.texas.gov. I want to thank all eight of our Texas Parks and Wildlife District leaders, wildlife biologists, you know, technical guidance biologists, those that have been our guests, really enlighten our listeners. And the other thing is, as we mentioned at the top of the program, mm-hmm. early voting goes through next Friday.
Right.
Or this coming, yeah, this coming Friday.
Right.
And then it stops, and then it's just election day.
Yep,
please.
Yes.
It's so important. I mean, the more you see, the more you hear, mm-hmm. It's more important. And what's fact, what's fiction, but the unknown mm-hmm. of what could be is real scary.
Study the agendas, listen to what they all pop off and say when they want to get their airtime.
And encourage your family and friends that live outside of Texas.
Yeah.
Those states and those votes are equally important.
Okay? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all important. You know, and this is the great state of Texas. We want to keep it great, okay? Remember, you know, out there hunting, catch somebody doing it wrong, you got to turn them in. Call Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. Because the stuff they pull are ruining it for all of us. Also, remember, if you're lucky out there and you get excess game, please give it to the Hunters for the Hungry program, okay? Check our website out, texasoutdoornews.com. See a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, but also the shows are all archived there. So you can click on just listen to our show, and there it is, all right? And do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So, whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.